Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913, 1914, page 1182, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. 161 shows the place where the cotton sacks were kept. Defendant's Exhibit 76 is a view of the plating room. Defendant's Exhibit 77 is a view of the metal room showing where the floor was chipped by the detectives in front of the dressing room. On the left is the ladies' dressing room. Defendant's Exhibit 78 shows the lathe. Defendant's Exhibit 79 is a view from the third floor looking to the second floor. You can see a man walking from the metal room towards the elevator, just as is shown in this picture. Defendant's Exhibit 81 shows the elevator box on the second floor. Defendant's Exhibit 82 and 83 show views of the metal room. Defendant's Exhibit 84 shows the doors of the metal room. These doors have glass in them. They do not lock. You can push them together, but the locks do not match. Defendant's Exhibits 85 and 86 show the metal closet with the door open and closed. All these photographs are fair representations and are as accurate as a photograph can be. I have had 20 years' experience. A slight change in the mirror would have made the corner of it visible and would have thrown part of the room in view. Cross-examination. The mirror could be turned so as to see a reflection in the hall. These photographs were made about a month ago. Sitting in the back door, you could not see very near the mirror at the Selig residence. T.H. Willett, sworn for the defendant. I am a pattern maker. I made the pattern of pencil factory from a blueprint. This is the model. Exhibit 13 for defendant. Cross-examination. The height of the floors is not made according to scale. The floor plan is a correct representation according to the blueprint. The windows in Mr. Frank's office were not put in by me. Redirect examination. I was given no instructions except to follow the ground floor plan as shown on the blueprint. This is the blueprint, Defendant's Exhibit 87, from which I made the model. C.W. Bernhardt, sworn for the defendant. I am a contractor and builder. This, Defendant's Exhibit 52, fairly represents the back porch of the Selig house as well as the first floor of the house. Standing in the kitchen door, you can't look through the passageway and see into the mirror. If you move up a little distance, you can see about 18 inches of the mirror. You could see nobody sitting on the south,